We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. All right, so maybe you heard this one before. Who won the skeleton beauty contest? They didn't come to your door. Okay, good. But can you imagine? Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
Kelly knows.
Kelly? Nobody. Good one. Okay. Today we're celebrating All Saints Day, and you know, we usually think of saints as people without a body, you know, without a body we can touch and feel. We think of our loved ones. We think of famous Christians who have gone before us. But we're here to remember today that we are saints, and we certainly have bodies. And not only that, but as we'll hear a little later, we have another body as well. But first, let's look at those statements that Jesus made describing what a saint, what a saint's like looks like. They're pretty hard to understand. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Jesus says. These are people who don't really have any reason for hope. It's not just that they're, you know, having a hard time. They don't have hope. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who are in mourning. Blessed are those who are so hungry to be treated justly, but they are not. These are strange people to describe as blessed. Maybe Jesus uses that word differently, and it is true that he does. When we think of being blessed, we think of all our blessings, that we have family and friends and delicious food on our plates and money to spend on fun things. We're blessed because we have so many blessings. But in Jesus' day, people thought of your being blessed if you were approved of by God, if you had God's approval. That was your blessing. And then all the other things that happened was proof. So a rich person was clearly more approved of by God than a poor person, because the rich person had all these blessings which were proof of God's approval. So knowing that this is what Jesus, how his society would have understood it, the suggestion has been made that instead of saying blessed are, maybe what Jesus meant was how honored are, how honorable are the poor, the meek, those who mourn, those who are treated unjustly. But that doesn't really help us, does it? That is just as hard to understand as how blessed. But maybe what's happening here is that we're thinking the way, not the way Jesus does, we're thinking the way people in his day would have thought and the way people today think, and that is we give honor to people who are famous and rich and powerful, but we don't give honor to the poor. There's an old Jewish story about a highly respected rabbi in New York City who got on the bus one night to go across town to hear a famous lecturer. But when he got on the bus, he noticed the only empty seat was next to a man who had kind of torn clothes. He was older, and the rabbi thought he probably smelled. And the rabbi was getting more and more angry that he would have to sit by this person. He finally went up and glowered at him and said, "Get up. Don't you have any respect for your faith leaders?" So the old man got up, and the rabbi sat down and used the empty seat to put his briefcase on. Well, he got to the auditorium just in time to slip into the front row. But as the famous lecturer came forward to the podium, the rabbi was mortified because the famous lecturer was the man that he thought was a beggar on the bus. Well, he figured that the lecturer would recognize him since he was sitting right in the front row. So after the speech, he came up to apologize. And the man said, "You don't have to apologize to me. You didn't insult me. You insulted the poor." See, I think that maybe what Jesus is saying here is that if we can look at poor and meek and those treated unjustly as honorable, then we will be different. Then we will fulfill the second set of beatitudes or blesseds that describe the life of a saint. Then we will willingly show mercy to these people. We will willingly be peacemakers. We will willingly take insults in order to do what is right. In other words, as we are changed, we become the blessing to those first group of people who were in such bad shape. But none of this is easy. None of this is easy because we are being asked to look at things entirely different than our society does. And Jesus knew that. And that's why what he said was that we would experience the honor of God as we fulfill this. And that will help us, that will give us strength. But no matter how hard we try on our own, it's just going to be hard to be a saint. And a saint is someone who's different. It really means someone who's set apart. It means someone who's holy, and we need help. So not only have we been given a body that we can feel and touch, but we have also been given another body that maybe will be suggested by a modern day parable. Behold, a ball team went forth to play a game of baseball. Just as the umpire was saying batter up, the catcher came running in. The center fielder didn't show up at all, but he later sent his regrets. The third baseman likewise failed to come to the game, having been up late the night before. The shortstop was present, but he left his glove at home, and two of the fielders were away on a little weekend trip, but they were there in spirit. Verily, when the pitcher went to the mound, he looked around for his teammates, and lo, his heart was heavy, for their places were empty. But the game was announced, and the visitors were in the stands, and there was nothing to do but pitch the ball and hope for the best. But he had to serve as pitcher, first baseman, third baseman, and cover short and center field. When the absent members of the defeated team heard that their team had lost, a decision was made to get a new pitcher. Other than the fact that that often happens, we blame the wrong person. The point of that parable is that one player doesn't make the team. And in a very strange way, one person doesn't make a saint. We are not meant to be saints by ourselves. We need strength from each other. And that's why we are called to be saints, but we are called to be saints in a community. In the communion of saints, we are given a second body. We are part of the body of Christ. And as we do that, we come together in communities like this one, where Jesus promises to meet us. Because here is where from we hear the word of God, from the oldest one of us to the children that came up for the children's sermon. Here is where we hear that we are loved and we are born to be loving. Here is where we receive Christ in Holy Communion. Here is where we are strengthened by the witness of the saints that have gone before us. And it is here that we come when we are overloaded with work, when we feel misunderstood, when we feel afraid, when we feel sad, because it is here that we hear Jesus pronounce to us, "Blessed are you, how honorable are you, because I have died and risen to make you my own." It is here with the saints who have gone before us and those who stand next to us that we receive the strength to be a blessing to the world. Amen.